That's it. It's over. My time at the company has ended. You're probably wondering why. What happened, Ari? Did you talk back to somebody? Were you rude? I mean, like, a little bit. But really, I just call people out on their shit. And sometimes that shit is sensitive shit. And they don't want that shit out there on the internet. And they give me a nice severance package in exchange for signing a document that says I will not publicly disparage the company on the internet. And you know what? It was worth it. I've never been paid to not talk before. I mean, I have been paid to talk. That was the job. And I like being paid to not talk way more than that. So yeah, this is great. Getting fired was the best fucking thing that ever happened to me. Now you're probably wondering what exactly happened. What are you not talking about? Why are you being all vague, right? Well, I'm being vague because I don't want to violate the contract, at least until I get paid. But you know something? Fuck it. No one's listening to this podcast. This is not a public forum. This is me and like my four friends who are listening to this. So I'll tell you, I'll explain to you everything without naming the company, what went down. All right, number one, this company has a cold call script in which we purposefully try to trick our leads into thinking that we're calling from Apple. You know, Apple, like Apple computers, like Steve Jobs, the iPod, the iPhone. Yeah, we don't make iPhones, all right? We make search optimization software or whatever the fuck. For, I don't know, doctors, right? And when we call these doctors, we say, hey, is this Dr. Shield? Oh, hey, Dr. Shield, this is Ari. I manage the healthcare division app for Apple. Now, is that a lie? No, it is not a lie, because the company that I used to work for has an app on the App Store called Healthcare Division. What does this app do? It generates useless medical fun facts. But it doesn't matter because we own it, or the company owns it. So when I call and I say I manage the Healthcare Division app for Apple, it's not a lie because we have such an app on the App Store. But is it something I want to be doing all day long? This stupid little, this Mickey Mouse operation here, this like little lie, this loophole, right? Because we want them to think we're calling from Apple, but we can't do that because that's illegal. I mean, we can't just say we're calling from Apple because that's illegal. So we found a loophole, right? But here's the thing: it gets deeper than that. Why is that our strategy? Because once they set the meeting, right? Because my job was just to set meetings with the more senior salespeople. Once they get to that meeting, they figure out we're not really Apple, right? Because we sell them our products. And apparently they're good products and they actually help doctors out. But the point is, why? Why do we lie? Because I had so many doctors say, prove to me you're calling from Apple. Or like, nah, Apple doesn't really call people. Or actually, I'm looking on the health app right now, and you're talking about a referral network. I don't see anything on here. So why on earth would they employ this strategy that supposedly is like $1 million strategy and like the reason the company is so successful? Ah, I figured it out. The reason we don't say where we're actually calling from is not because the name Apple carries enough clout that we're actually going to set the meeting, and otherwise we wouldn't get enough interest and we wouldn't make enough sales. The reason we say we're calling from Apple is because we don't want to say who we really are. Because one of our way more important strategies for getting doctors on the phone is something called spoofing. Now, you may not know what spoofing is. And if you don't, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. Go on this website called SpoofCard, all right? Get a free trial. See it for yourself. You can impersonate any caller ID and call somebody and they'll think you're calling from them. I called myself using SpoofCard and my phone showed up as mom. It showed up as mom on the caller ID. And it's like, it's not, anybody could do it. And it's, technically speaking, fucking illegal to use it for business practices. You can't impersonate another company. It says on the internet that, what did it say? Let me get the exact quote. So just so I'm not mincing words over here. Is spoofing illegal? All right. The FCC rules prohibit anyone transmitting misleading or inaccurate caller ID information with the intent to defraud. Okay, we don't do that. Cause harm. We don't do that. Or wrongly obtain anything of value. Now, I would argue that a doctor's time is something of value. And if they don't want to give it to us when we call from our own number, and they only give it to us when we pretend to be calling from their office line, I would say that's wrongly obtained. Now, it also says here that telemarketing spoofed numbers are illegal if the numbers do not represent the company on whose behalf the call is being made. So when I'm making a phone call, right, and I look up your office number on the internet, and I pretend to be calling from that number just to get you on the phone, Dr. Shield or whatever the fuck your name is, that's a crime. Whoa. Isn't that wild? I'm a criminal now. Or rather, I was working for a criminal organization. But anyway, I got to keep my mouth shut, which is exactly what I'm doing now. Because they gave me a nice little severance package, a nice little sevy, you know. I got that good sevy going, and things are good. This is, getting fired was the best thing that ever happened to me, especially because I could have blackmailed them, and I was thinking about it. Like, I wasn't actually gonna do it. All right, I'm not a criminal. I know it's illegal. It's not who I am. All right, if I'm, what kind of hypocrite would I be to like be calling people out for illegal shit and then go and blackmail someone? I wasn't gonna do it. Okay, but I thought about it. I have the leverage, but I didn't have to. They kind of just saw the writing on the wall and blackmailed themselves for me, and yeah. I got paid, and I'm happy. So, yeah. That's what it is. It is what it is. I mean, it's honestly good, though, because, like, I couldn't have worked that much longer anyway, because last week, I was on a Zoom. Like, so basically, every morning, like, we have, like, a morning meeting at 10 a.m., and sometimes people, if they're not quite ready, they're not quite dressed, whatever, they're still eating breakfast, they'll like log into the Zoom meeting on their phones and then turn the video off so that people don't see them, but they can still hear what's going on. So I did that, and I was taking a shit while I was listening to the morning meeting, but I forgot to turn the mute off. And I am pretty sure that when I flushed the toilet, everybody heard it. So... and no one ever said anything to me, so I can't confirm that this actually happened, but it's kind of, that was on my mind since that happened, and I was never really going to get over it. So it's, listen, I needed a change of scenery, and that's another reason why, and you know, I'm gone now, and everything is good. Everything is good, because LinkedIn is an amazing thing, and I am getting, like, literally, dude, 6 months ago, I struggled to get a job, right? And now that I have 2 months work experience, I am getting contacted by 3 to 4 recruiters every single day. There are so many open jobs out there. People can't keep hires. Like, it's wild. And, like, I was thinking about this. Like, people, like, are always scared of, like, Facebook, right? And, like, Twitter. Like, they have too much power. You know who has way more power than either of those companies? Fucking LinkedIn. If LinkedIn wanted to blacklist somebody, that could, like, actually ruin their career. Like, if somebody... okay, if Twitter blacklists somebody, all right, they can't be, like, a media personality, right? But they can still get a job. If you get blacklisted by LinkedIn, you're unemployed. You'll actually starve to death. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways to get a job. But, like... It's the best one is LinkedIn. I mean, okay, there's like AngelList. Okay, I'm sure you'll get another job. The point is, LinkedIn makes it super easy to get a job and to find new opportunities, and they have a lot of power, and way more than Facebook or Twitter or whatever the fuck, because no one finds a job on Facebook. I mean, some people find jobs on Facebook, I guess. I've probably found jobs on Facebook. Oh, I did find a job. I once I actually totally found a job on Facebook. I was driving these kids to home from school once a week, twice a week. Yeah, I was doing that over this past summer. I found that on Facebook. So maybe Facebook does have power. Maybe if Facebook blacklisted me, I wouldn't be able to get jobs as a personal Uber driver. I don't know. I do need a new job, though. You know, I'm thinking a lot about jobs. Been, you know, I walk down the street in Manhattan, right? And, like, I live in a relatively nice neighborhood, and a lot of these buildings have doormen. And that's the dumbest fucking job anybody could possibly do. Because no one needs a guy standing there opening the door for you. Like, what? Like, maybe every once in a while there's someone in a wheelchair who, like, actually needs someone to open the door for them, but someone else will get it. People open the door when someone is in a wheelchair trying to get through. Like, people are good people, all right? Like, I know, you know, I just had a negative experience at a company where nobody has morals, but every single person at this company where they lie about being from Apple and, like, spam call doctors all day long, every single one of these people would have opened the door for someone in a wheelchair, all right? Anybody walking by would do it. You don't need a guy. You don't need a guy standing there. It's like doesn't he get tired? Like, what's it like? It makes me feel bad. Like, it's like, oh, like, I'm going to visit a friend in this building, and, like, there's, like, a guy there who just, like, has to stand there because that's his job. And, like, what, am I supposed to tip him? Like, I feel bad not tipping him, but also, like, I didn't ask you to be there. Like, if it were up to me, I would have opened the door myself. I prefer opening the door myself. I don't have to say anything to anybody. When you open the door for me, I have to, like, turn to you and say thank you. Right? Like, I don't want to have to do that. Although I will say that having a guy at the front of the building, like, and the front desk is, like, very much a good idea, because my building doesn't have that. And because of that, there's no reason to even lock the front door. Anybody who wants to get in this building can do it. There's a panel with a button for every single apartment that if you press it, it'll buzz in that apartment. And if you buzz enough of those buttons, someone's going to open the door. It doesn't matter when. They're just going to get you to buzz to open they're going to open the door for you just so you stop buzzing, because it's an annoying buzz. Anytime somebody hits that buzzer from my apartment, it's like, like, what, am I going to just, like, not let them in? Like, all right, so they'll rob someone. Okay, but at least I can go to sleep. I don't know. I'm coming in hot today. A lot of energy. Getting fired, bro. Getting fired is the best. Honestly, I'm so much happier now than I was when I got the job. Like, when I got the job initially, I was like, eh. I'm like, all right. Like this, like, I have a job. Like, I'll have money, but I don't really want to do it. Right? Like, this, like, no one would pay me to do something that I would just want to do. I mean, okay, people do things they love all the time, but, like, it's not cold calling. No child is like, I want to grow up and I want to call doctors and lie to them about who I am and where I'm calling from. No one wants to do that. You know, it's funny, like, a big theme of this podcast is, like, religious people and, like, the cognitive dissonance and, like, hypocrisy. That's what it is. Hypocrisy of religious people who claim to have this, like, you know, this moral standard. And I gotta be honest, my favorite senior salesperson at this company I just worked for is an Orthodox Jew, and he is the sweetest guy, and he took his time out of his day to help me get better. And anytime I had a question, I just shot him a DM, and he would always get back to me within a reasonable amount of time. And he really, really was just a really helpful, really great presence. And, you know, after I left or I got fired, whatever, I got canned, I got booted, whatever euphemism you want to use, you know, he sent me a WhatsApp. He said, hey, you know, sorry things didn't work out or whatever. I just want you to know I'm a huge fan of you. I think you're really talented. And, you know, let's stay in touch. And I thought that was really sweet. And I have nothing but good things to say about this guy. But if you believe the things you believe as an Orthodox Jew and about the nature of the universe and that you have a special mission or whatever to be God's chosen person, right? How can you possibly work at a company like this? I'll tell you how. It actually makes it a lot easier. It makes it way easier because religion is not actually a way of improving your morality. It's a way of avoiding fucking responsibility, right? Like, anytime you say, like, hey, you just say to a Jewish, you know, a religious guy, like, hey, you coming to the party on Saturday night? They don't say, yeah, I'll be there. They say, Mirtz Hashem. They say, Mirtz Hashem, I'll be there. Which is basically saying, it's out of my control. I would like to be there. I'll do my best to be there. But God is in charge. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, God willing, if God wants it, I'll be there. I'll be at your party. And like, just when you have that attitude, it just takes you out of that. Like, you have assigning, you're like basically saying there's this much more powerful force that's guiding my actions and where I'm going to be Saturday night. That's not me. And that force wants me to be working at a company where I pretend to work for Apple. I don't know. This has been a podcast. Thank you for listening. Stay sexy. Peace.